Welcome to Starsign Horoscopes, presented by Astrology Hub. This is your place to discover how each zodiac sign can work with this week's astrology. I am your host, Jamie McGee, an astrologer, author, and a member of the production team here at Astrology Hub, and I am really excited to dive into this week's astrology with you.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Astrologer Connect, your premier source for quality astrology readings.
Hi there, astrology lovers. Welcome to Starsign Horoscopes. I am your astrologer, Jamie McGee, and today we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for the week of November 18th through the 24th. I do hope you're having a good week out there. Thank you for tuning in. All right, so this is one of my favorite weeks in November. It certainly is a bit lighter, and it carries something powerful called hope. Now, key transits impacting this energy are a new moon in Sagittarius in trine with its ruling planet Jupiter. Now, we'll talk about where you can set goals and intentions with this new moon when we get to each of the signs. Now, speaking of Jupiter, he will move out of retrograde this week, which means revisions on big opportunities are likely. So you could feel some forward motion. Now, the more challenging aspect of this week is Mars square Neptune. Now, this energy could feel draining or deflating as it will challenge the difference between illusion and manifested dreams. Now, I'm sure you're eager to find out where this energy is likely to surface in your horoscope. So let's get ready to dive in. Please remember to listen to both your sun sign and your rising. Okay, Sagittarius, let's take a look at your week. Now, Sagittarius, your top three focuses are going to be 1, fresh new starts, 2, your roots, and 3, the strength of partnerships. Now, let's talk about why. Now, first of all, happy birthday month, Sagittarius. This birthday month will kick off with a strong sense of forward motion, along with the sense of endless opportunities. All good news. Now, there is an emphasis on your personal identity and how you want the world to know you. In many ways, you've been working on redefining your purpose or your approach, and now you're ready for the big reveal. Your vitality and forward motion could take others off guard, especially when it comes to partners, business or love affairs, even clients. Now, you may discover how in sync you are, or perhaps how out of sync you have fallen. Now, no matter what you discover, remember, this is a process. And in every process, there's room for both growth and revisions. Now, where you may find strength as you work with this energy is at your roots, that nurturing foundational level of your life. So keep that in mind. Now, Sagittarius, dream big, act humbly, and don't be afraid to look at the reality that you're in. It is the only way that you will know where you are so you can grow from this point. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. All right, Capricorn, let's take a look at your week. Now, Capricorn, your top three focuses are going to be 1, inner reflection, 2, connecting locally, and 3, values and service. Now, let's talk about why. Now, Capricorn, the month before your birthday is always a time of reflection. Any invitation you have to spend time alone, I encourage you to take it. Now is not the time to push forward, but more so a time to understand where you are in this moment. Now, once you have this awareness, knowing what needs to end or begin can happen with some grace. Now, for a while now, you've been reviewing big strides made locally and within the way that you communicate with others. Now, this week, as you reflect, you may notice that you were ready to move forward again with this communication style. You're clearer on what you want to say and how you want to say it. Now, this is a good time to lean into opportunities to integrate past lessons. Now, this integration should help you find a rhythm that offers both stability and forward motion when it comes to what's important to you and what you are in service to. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Aquarius, let's take a look at your week. Now, Aquarius, your top three focuses are going to be 1, allies and dreams, 2, connecting, and 3, values. Now, let's talk about why. Now, the upcoming weeks could feel extremely social for you. You will have the ability to connect with both groups of people and one-to-one easily. This is a good time to network and clarify your ambitions and who you want in your corner. I encourage you to make it a priority to be creative. In other words, have fun and notice what this attracts into your life. Now, for a while now, you've been evaluating your values, your skill sets, and that overall sense of self-esteem. And the revisions and focus you've had are about to pay off. Look for opportunities to earn more or use your skill sets to help express a natural talent that you have. I do hope you have a great week, Aquarius. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Pisces, let's take a look at your week. Now, Pisces, your top three focuses are going to be your reputation, number two, home work-life balance, and three, vitality. Now, let's talk about why. Now, it may feel as if all eyes are on you, Pisces, and in many ways they are as the sun moves into Sagittarius. Over the next few weeks, your sense of purpose, reputation, and career are going to have an easier flow. This energy can also be felt around topics that support your health and your wealth. If there are any challenging topics around these areas of your life, now would be a great time to approach them. This is also a good time to set intentions around your home and your work-life balance. What can you put in place at work so that you can be more present at home? Now, you may already have the perfect idea in mind. It's probably something that you've been revising or working on for the last few months. Now, if that doesn't resonate with you, look for an opportunity you had last spring that's starting to surface again. This may be the key to help you balance every corner of your life. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Aries, let's take a look at your week. Now, Aries, your top three focuses are going to be one, inspired new ideas, two, graceful endings, and three, revised thoughts. Now, let's talk about why. Now, the coming weeks may host a surge of inspiration or big ideas. This is a good time to let your creativity flow. This vibration will attract and inspire new ways to look at old issues. With so much fire in the sky, you could easily feel passionate about your viewpoint. Now, a good thought to walk with is that if someone doesn't clearly understand your vision, they are either not ready to see the path you are on, or it's simply not theirs to see, which means there is absolutely no reason to bring frustration or debate into the matter. The reflective work you've been doing, something behind the scenes is going to help you find your personal truth, and that's what really matters. Trust your instincts and elevate your ambitions. I do hope you have a good week. I'll see you next time. Okay, Taurus, let's take a look at your week. Now, Taurus, your top three focuses are going to be one, ending to begin, two, rekindling a dream, and three, revising your resources. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this is a time of year where you are often more reflective, connected with your roots, memories, and those that mean the most to you really take center stage. Now, as you move through this week, consider what's ready to end and what seeds need to be planted. Also consider what or who you are already committed to. Doing so will help you reevaluate your values and your resources. Knowing what's important to you will have a domino effect. It will guide you toward needed actions. Now, though most of this week is internal and quiet, it's very powerful. The choices you make now will pave the path to your next journey. I do hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. All right, Gemini, let's take a look at your week. Now, Gemini, your top three focuses are going to be one, partnerships, two, communication, and three, vitality. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this month, one-to-one partnerships will play a big role in your life. If you work with clients, you may notice an easy expansion or a connection that attracts more opportunities to partner. Now, the good news is that you will know exactly what to say and you will know how to say it. The connections you are making could easily impact your reputation and your career. Look for any missed opportunities that happened earlier this year or a way to fortify ones that you are working through. With so much focus on others, you may feel lost when it comes to expressing your individuality. Now, this is a delicate balance. Look for a compromise. See both sides of the coin and you will be able to make the most of this week's energy. I do hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. All right, Cancer, let's take a look at your week. Now, Cancer, your top three focuses are going to be one, health and wealth, two, convictions, and three, mind and body balance. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this is a busy time of year for you, Cancer. Your daily routines and topics of health and work are demanding more of your attention. Now, the good news is there seems to be a lot of opportunities to elevate you to a new level. So look for ways to build on recent opportunities to learn, teach, or expand out into the world. Now, the caution I want you to keep in mind is that too much outward energy will drain you. So remember to take time for yourself. Let all that you have absorbed throughout your busy day digest. If an experience is not sitting right with your soul, don't push it down. I want you to explore this. Seek ways to harmonize your mind and your body. This is the key to growing into the paths that are opening up for you now. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Leo, let's take a look at your week. Now, Leo, your top three focuses are going to be 1, love and creativity, 2, commitment, and 3, revising your dreams. Now, let's talk about why. Now, diving deep into what feeds your heart and creativity will have your focus in the coming weeks. This is a good time to consider how you can share what inspires you with the world. Think of goals that you can set to bring your inspiration into life. Now, the topic of commitment, sharing resources, and what you may have to surrender for this to happen could also come up this week. Now, if you've applied for a loan or support in the past, you may hear news that your request has been granted. Now, when a door opens that we didn't really expect, the next step is a revision or wrapping up something so we can move forward with that new direction. So keep this in mind if you feel fixed on a path that you are on now. Revisions are a gift to your future self. So trust the process. I do hope you have a good one. I'll see you next time. Okay, Virgo, let's take a look at your week. Now, Virgo, your top three focuses are going to be 1, your home, and 2, your partnerships, 3, your reputation. So let's talk about why. Now, drawing inward and spending time with family is a big theme for you right now. Your focus on your roots may inspire you to reflect on how far you've come this year and what steps you want to take to move important relationships forward. Now, you may find that you're ready to deeply commit or release a relationship that is no longer on the same path as you. Now, as you consider your choices, I really want you to think about your long-term plans, about who you are becoming and not who you are right now. The private choices you are making could impact your reputation and the work that you do. Now, revisions are likely, but when possible, try to think twice and then act, and you will do great. I hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Libra, let's take a look at your week. Now, Libra, your top three focuses are going to be local topics, 2, your work and your health, 3, revising new directions. Now, let's talk about why. Now, connecting with those that you see and speak to every day will be a focus for you in the coming weeks. Now, your charm and your ability to communicate one-on-one with groups will be easy to notice. If there are any difficult topics or negotiations that are needed, this is a good time to act on those. You may also notice a focus on your health and your work. There may be a missed opportunity or one that you can fortify around your work that emerges as we move to the next few days. Now, this topic may have you rethinking the journey that you already have planned. Now, when in debate, consider your quote unquote why, the reason that you want to change or go down this path. Knowing this will help you make the choices and revisions that are asked of you now. I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Okay, Scorpio, let's take a look at your week. Now, Scorpio, your top three focuses are going to be 1, values and earning power, 2, creativity and passions, and 3, rethinking commitments. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this is a time of year where your focus is on your earning power, your values, and the skills that you have to offer, which means this is a good time to set goals around topics of health and wealth. What do you want to earn? What is really important to you? Now, with this type of energy, you may discover something that you do for fun or that brings out your creativity can actually support you financially. So notice if an opportunity from earlier this year emerges, or even if an idea crosses your mind. If you follow that thread, you may find even more reason to be inspired or fall in love with what you are doing. The focus may adjust your commitments that you have. Now, if this comes up, take your time with the choices that you have to make. Research the topic and ensure you feel secure and comfortable with that choice. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. All right, that is all the signs. I do hope you found some helpful tips and insights about how to work with this week's energy. Now, speaking of tips and insights, the new year is just around the corner. And if you're curious about what 2023 holds, I definitely encourage you to sign up for our 2023 forecast event. You can learn more about it at astrologyhub.com/2023forecast. I'm so excited about this event. Definitely excited to be speaking and sharing insights and tips with you there. All right, you guys have a great week. I'll see you next time.
My first astrology reading literally changed my life. I was in the midst of a significant dark night of the soul, and that reading gave me the hope and confidence that I needed to continue on my path, no matter how challenging things were. I've had the pleasure of seeing the impact that a high-quality reading can have on thousands of our community members. This is why we at Astrology Hub have been working so hard to create a platform where you can find and book astrology readings with the most trusted and experienced astrologers in the world. We've created a new platform called Astrologer Connect, and we've been testing it with our Inner Circle members with great success. So I'm inviting you to get on the waitlist now so you can be first to book when we do open the platform. You can go to astrologyhub.com/readings and secure your spot today. I can't wait to hear your story after you've had the chance to consult with one of our amazing astrologers, many of whom you've met here on the podcast. Getting on the waitlist is completely free and it doesn't bind you to anything. Go to astrologyhub.com/readings today.
Thank you for listening to Astrology Hub Star Sign Horoscopes. Before we leave today, I wanted to let you know about a unique free gift you can pick up right now. Astrology, like everything, can be complicated. However, it can also be fun, easy to use, and give you valuable insights when connecting with those in your life. That is why we have curated a free guide called How to Please Your Lover, Friend, Boss, or Employee Based on Their Zodiac Sign. To grab yours, go to astrologyhub.com/please. This free guide will help you understand the strengths and challenges of each sign and how lovers, friends, bosses, and employees engage with those around them. I love how clear and useful this guide is when engaging with people in my life, and I'm sure you will too. Don't forget to pick yours up at astrologyhub.com/please.